Hey there, NFL football fans. This is the lovely Rita Sanchez, aka your Option Football champ for the 2023 NFL season. I'm inviting you to join us for the 2024 Option, where we pick the winning teams for each week's matchups and compete against each other to see whose picks reign supreme. Are you in? Head over to CBS Sports and search for the Option 2024 League, or hit the link in the bio on the Fade Route socials and join today. It's for free. Pick a witty name, some winning teams, and I'll see you out there for week one.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're gonna start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 10? D.
All right. First up, I've got quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow. 5 passing touchdowns last week. He's done that 2 times this year. The rest of the league has only done that once. I think a big game for Burrow and the Bengals because Joe needs it. Ravens have a good defense, but their secondary is suspect. Their pass defense is one of the worst in the league. Give me Joe Burrow. Number 2, I'm going Devin Singletary. This is his kind of game against the Carolina Panthers. He'll get some yards. He'll get some touchdowns. Go Motor. And number 3, I'm going with DJ Moore. He's getting the targets. He is the wide receiver on the Chicago Bears. And I think this weekend those targets will result in touchdowns. What do you got?
Solid. I'm going to roll again with Chuba Hubbard against the Giants. The Giants' run defense is not good. Especially if you get to the outside. Forget it. Now, yes, Saquon Barkley is better than Chuba Hubbard, but there is no reason why Chuba Hubbard can't chew up and spit out the front seven of the Giants if he runs outside. If he runs in between the tackles, he's dead. Dexter Lawrence ain't fucking around. But that's the beauty of running outside. You get to everybody else, and everybody else isn't that great. So I think Chuba Hubbard is going to have a pretty good game against the Giants. Number 2, give me Dawson Knox against the Colts. And only because I'm unsure about Amari Cooper. I know he missed last week with a wrist. I don't know if he's going to be in again, so that might have an uptick in targets for Knox. And I think he's going to find the end zone at least once against the Colts. And then number 3, give me James Conner against the Jets. The Jets can't stop anybody on the ground either. Something about New York defense is not being able to stop the run. James Conner is going to have a big day. He's going to run it right down the Jets' throat, and it'll be no mas by the third quarter. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, well, first up, I've got Travis Etienne and Tank Bigsby. They are the running backs of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't like any Jacksonville Jaguars offensive players against the Vikings this weekend. Let's put it that way. Number 2, I've got a surprising one. I've got actually DeAndre Hopkins. I think the Denver defense will make life difficult for the Chiefs wide receiver this weekend. And number 3, I'm going with quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Pittsburgh has had 2 weeks to prepare for this game, and they're going to get to show you why they are an elite class in the AFC.
That's fair. That's very fair. I am going to start with Bo Nix against the Chiefs. I don't like the matchup. I think I like the pass rush of the Chiefs. I like how they get their linebackers involved, and I think that's going to limit Bo Nix's time in the pocket. So Chris Jones is going to get to know him very intimately, as is George Karloftis. So we're going to see how that goes. Another sit for me. Oh, I really don't like really any of the Cowboys against the Eagles. But if I'm going to pick one, I am going to say Brandon Cooks. Completely neutralized with Cooper Rush not, under center. He's going to want to be your go-to target. He's going to want to be your number one. You're going to want him to be your number one, especially if CD can't play. But with the Eagles secondary, it's a bad matchup. It was a bad matchup when you had healthy players. Now, no. Just a million times, no. And then number three, I don't like Tua against the Rams. The Rams still have a stout defense, and I'm still concerned for Tua. At the end of the day, I'm still concerned that one bad hit is going to just unravel everything. But I'm hoping that that doesn't happen, but it's still a bad matchup. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know who you got for NFL Week 10. It's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.